What do we know? Do we know anything, or is there any information about this suspect as of right now?
I'm going to learn a lot more of that today. Yesterday, before I left there, I knew that the person was in custody, or I should say he was picked up, and we are going to be questioning him. And we spent most of the day yesterday talking to him. He was involved in, we believe, not only the shootings, but shooting a cop in Racine. And so our detective, like I said, spent a lot of time with him. I'll get briefed more early this morning as the Lieutenant of the Second Bureau comes in. But we got a huge amount of assistance from the Kenosha Police Department, as always. Department of Criminal Investigation, the State Patrol came, and they all do their parts together. They canvassed the area. They found almost 200 pieces of evidence around the scene. And it was a huge joint effort to hopefully, if everything is like what I've been described already, we have the major player in this. At this point, I don't know if there's anyone else involved or not, but I believe this is our key suspect.
You hear a lot of information. You see posts on social media, and you kind of make assumptions. Do we know anything, Sheriff Beth, as to what the confrontation, the original confrontation at the bar, was about?
No, I really don't. That wasn't when I was there early Sunday morning. That question never came up. I know that we were in the process of taking statements from, oh my God, dozens of people and canvassing the area looking for video of whether it be from businesses or local, like rings on doorbells to see which way the suspect went and what we had on tape. So what the initial disagreement was, I know he was escorted from the Summers house by management, and then a short time later he came back in and did a shooting spree.
It's so senseless, and obviously we'll get more information that will come out. At any point, do we know when the people involved will officially be identified?
I'm going to guess that probably between yesterday and today, we're able to notify the families. I know that even yesterday, while we were processing the scene, some of the family members had heard already, and I think I'm going to guess other people who were there at the Summers house made phone calls. They were there and wanted to get into the scene and see what was going on, but obviously we can't allow that to happen.
Sheriff Beth, how difficult is it when you have an ongoing investigation and you have to deal with social media posts and information that gets tossed around out there? There's got to be a delicate balance between keeping the investigation, you know, on the right track and dealing with all of this as well.
Well, there absolutely is, and we try our best to balance. We try to get out enough information. Usually what you try to do is a lot of people will throw out made-up information, the old fake news stuff, and it's what maybe they believe at the time or what they're trying to convince others or that they're in the know and other people aren't. So it's a balancing act of what you can release and can't release, and we try our best sometimes just to tell people that it didn't happen that way, and when we have time, which is it all depends on the investigation, the different pieces come out in public eye.
Yeah. That's something that's got to be very, very difficult. And I would think that at some point, if not today, but in maybe tomorrow, another press briefing so we get an update on what's going on with this case.
Yeah, that's a possibility today. I'll be on a little bit later with Frank and Tim and Happening's Q&A, and then let's see. So the fact that you got me on, you're the first one to get me today. I've got a few other radio interviews today to get some information, but we'll do a press release probably in the early afternoon after we can put a few more pieces together and everyone can get their sound bites for tonight and tomorrow.
Certainly would be nice at some point if Kenosha would make national news headlines in a positive way. We're coming off all the events of last summer, and now we have something like this going on. And I guess the big question that nobody can really answer is, when does this, or does it ever start to come to an end, David Beth, and I'm sure you've thought about that as well.
Oh my God, I think about this often. I when I started back in '82, if we had a shooting or a killing in Kenosha City County in every other year, you know, one, it was a big deal. Now it's we're getting to be more like Chicago and Milwaukee, and it's something that I've dreaded for years. And how do we get back to where we were? We were never Mayberry in my lifetime, but we seemed a lot closer to it, and it seemed in a lot of ways, and it for that end, it doesn't seem like we've been improving, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's for sure. So more information will become available as the investigation continues, as we like to say. Pete, do you have anything for Sheriff Beth before we let him go this morning?
Like I say, I'm sure more information will come out. But did you say with this person of interest or this suspect, he might be connected to another situation in Racine?
Yeah, he was involved in, I think, a theft of a car.
Okay.
And the Mount Pleasant picked him up, and we went and grabbed him right away. So he matched some of the evidence and descriptions and all the different things we were processing down at the Summers house. So we picked him up for questioning, and we're pretty confident we have our person.